I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Why didn't this happen on Trump's watch? Iran was afraid of Trump. He killed the head of their Revolutionary Guard, Soleimani. Biden has yet to hit Iran directly. The Iranians could care less how many Houthis you kill. They could care less how many Iraqi militia you kill. The only way they will change your behavior and stop killing Americans and attacking our troops and trying to bomb ships in the Red Sea is for Joe Biden to hit their oil infrastructure and start killing their soldiers inside of Iran. I'm not asking to invade Iran, but I'm calling on President Biden tonight. Go to the source of the problem. If you don't hit the Iranian oil infrastructure and hit them in the wallet and make them fear you, they're going to keep killing our soldiers. So, Mr. President, hit Iran and hit them now and hit them hard to protect Americans in harm's way.
Now, does that sound like a hawk, a war hawk, or does it sound like common sense? Both, actually. That was Senator Lindsey Graham. There are many who say, oh, he's just anxious to get into war. That is wrong. He may be more anxious than some. But we have right now a war. We're already at war with Iran. You do know that, right? We are at war with Iran, even as I speak. You're going to hear from the president, the White House, and defense secretary, and all the officials. Well, we don't want to really widen this and get Iran involved. They are involved. They're the ones supplying all the weapons and the money to all these rebels that are going after us. And keep in mind, this administration, when it went in, what it did with Iran. That's where Lindsey Graham started his statement. He said this was not going to happen during Trump because they feared him and they knew he was not going to be a friend of theirs. Because Trump knows you don't make friends with terrorists. They're never going to be your friend. If they do, they're going to bring you a birthday cake and they're not going to be in the room when you cut it. We got a lot to break down today and a couple other things as three of our troops, the three who were killed last Sunday, are being brought home, and there's some developments along that I want to share with you. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, Feb 2, 2024, the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA, back-to-back for you. We're here every Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and reminding you when we're on the air, we're also streaming video at News Talk STL, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, and YouTube. Also at Larry Connors USA, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble. And reminding you, if you miss anything, be it audio or video, they are both posted as podcast when the program is over at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. There's every opportunity for you to hear them, go back and play it again, and to share with others. Please continue to do so. We are going into a very big election year, the biggest since 2016, really. Yeah, I'm ranking it even above Trump and Biden because of, obviously, the concern of what will happen this time with the ballots, and two, the situation we're on the world stage. Russia into Ukraine, China continuing to threaten to go ahead and move on into Taiwan regardless, Iran emboldening its terrorist groups to attack Israel, and in turn, any ships in the Red Sea, and our U.S. troops stationed throughout the Middle East, and North Korea. There are people who are beginning to starve, and the North Korean leader is looking at, what am I going to do? I'm going to maybe go to the south, into South Korea. May just be talk. He's not starving, obviously. But he doesn't want to lose his hold on his people. So there's so many reasons to be concerned this time around. I had made a mistake in a copy I just put in front of me. I'm so glad I caught it just as I began to read it. I wrote Trump at Dover Air Force Base to honor the flag draped coffins of our three troops. If he were president, he would be there. Joe Biden is president, commander-in-chief. He will be there. I hope to hell they took his watch off of his wrist. So as they're bringing the flag draped coffins out, he doesn't do like he did the last time we had dead being brought back, checking his watch repeatedly, like he's got somewhere else to go, and like this is just really bothering my time schedule, sleep schedule, ice cream schedule, whatever. I have heard from some experts that that constant checking of a watch or something like that, that's another parameter, possibly sign of dementia. I don't know. But what it looked like to the general public was total apathy, disinterest. I'm bored with this stuff. Get them off the plane. Get them in the hearses so I can get out of here. That's what it looked like. But yes, he and the First Lady will be performing one of the more solemn duties as Commander-in-Chief, and that is greeting some of our flag-draped coffins as they come back. All three from Georgia. They were in Jordan, of course, at Tower 22 when it got hit by a drone strike. It's all attributed to Iranian-backed militant groups, and nobody doubts that. Iran's not claiming it, obviously. But they're coming home, and of course their families will be there. And the president obviously will spend some time with them, as I pray he will, and that maybe it will help them some. Now, when this kind of thing happens, it should serve as a reminder to us of those who serve in our military. They were in their barracks sleeping. Somebody pointed that out to me. Well, they were sleeping. They weren't really doing anything. I said, what the hell are you talking about? They were there because that was their mission. They were not meant to be on duty guarding at that point. They do have downtime to eat, sleep, and just, you know, ease up. They don't have to, you know, they want to be on constant alert, obviously, if something happens, but you got to get sleep and you rotate crews. Whether or not they ever knew what had happened to them, we may never know. Dozens of other troops inside the same barracks were injured. And some might end up being fatalities before it's over with. But there is nothing more solemn than flag-draped coffins. Biden, of course, had said the other day, well, we will respond. But, of course, not giving timing and details, and I don't want timing and details. I'll insist that over and over again. I do not want that information telegraphed to our enemy. But here you need to keep in mind, this was last Sunday when our troops were hit. Here we are Friday, and we've heard blah, blah talk on what we're going to do, but yet nothing is done at all. And I'm of the opinion, if they wanted to, they could have decided within 36, 48 hours, they should already have some targets located and just hit the hell out of them immediately. Then you can also do more later. Senator Tom Cotton, who served in our forces, has the same attitude.
It's not just waiting for 4 or 5 days since the three Americans were killed and dozens wounded, some critically. It's 3 years of Joe Biden's failed Iran policy. Secretary Austin admitted to me last year in a hearing that there'd been over 80 attacks on American positions, and we'd only retaliated 4 or 5 times. And that was before the October 7th atrocity in Israel. Now, just in the last 3 months, it's been over 160. And we continue to look the other way, turn the other cheek, to shoot at empty warehouses in the desert. And it's sounding increasingly like that's exactly what's going to happen here. We are telegraphing what we plan to do. As Jennifer Griffin said, most of Iran's key leaders in Iraq and Syria have already hightailed it back to Iran, and it certainly sounds like the Secretary and the President have taken off the table entirely targeting Iranians or Iranian assets.
And yet that's what they should have been doing the first 2 days. I'm not sure I would have waited 24 hours. And, of course, there's an argument. Well, which Iranian group did it? I mean, do we really know the Hezbollah, the Houthis were involved? Was it Iran directly? I mean, you know the source. That's really all you need to know. Again, we're hearing from them constantly. Well, we don't want to do anything to widen the war. And every time I hear that, is that meant to be said to the American people or to Iran to say, hey, don't worry, we're not going to get really rough with you? John Roberts of Fox News raised that same question, basically, to Senator Cotton.
What we hear from the Biden administration, we don't seek war with Iran, we don't want to escalate, we don't want to broaden this war. It sounds like they're scared to death to do that.
Well, they are scared to death, and Joe Biden's been scared to death since the moment he took office. That's why we saw the fiasco in Afghanistan in 2021, why Vladimir Putin thought he could get away with invading Ukraine, and now why Iran thinks it can just keep shooting rockets and missiles and drones at our troops throughout the region. You know, they talk about they have to go through with exquisite care to identify whether Iran knew about this or that attack. Iran has been training and arming and equipping and advising all of these militias and terrorist groups for years. Who cares if they knew about this specific attack? They're responsible for what you see in Jordan that killed our troops, what you see with Yemeni outlaws shooting missiles at one of our naval ships last night. What's frankly what you saw on October 7th when Hamas committed its atrocity against Israel. Iran is responsible for all of these things. And unless we take action like Donald Trump did against Qasem Soleimani in 2020, or Ronald Reagan did when he sank half of Iran's navy in 1988, these attacks will continue.
They will. So whether we begin attacking today, tomorrow, this weekend, there's a delay time they've already seen, and to them it telegraphs a lot. Turning our attention to the illegals invading our nation, how leftist progressives try to hide any wrongdoing or try to overlook even attacks on police officers. As you hear what I'm going to play for you, that Quentin, when he brings it up, this actually did end up getting the attention of New York Governor Hochul, but I think her response was based not on law and order, justice, but her own self-preservation. We begin with the fiery remarks from the New York Police Officers Union president.
They brutally attacked a New York City police officer and a lieutenant. Our criminal justice system is upside down. It fails every day.
Governor Hochul behind the podium hinted deportation should be looked at for the migrants involved in the attack before saying it plainly and clearly.
Get them all and send them back. You don't touch our police officers. You don't touch anybody.
Republican Staten Island Congressman Nicole Malliotakis blaming politics.
Democratic policies at City Hall have made this much more difficult for our law enforcement than it needs to be.
But the road to capturing and convicting all of the attackers involved is getting rocky, as some have reportedly already fled the city.
And the problem that ICE has is that because the NYPD is prohibited from sharing information and the city is denying any detainer request, it makes it very difficult.
While officials in Mayor Adams' administrations argue joint local and federal pursuit of the accused shouldn't be that tall of a hurdle.
If the federal authorities are able to get a warrant for the arrest of these individuals, we are allowed to work with them and participate with that.
Meantime, Assistant Commissioner Cass Daughtry posted this video to X with a warning to the suspects.
We will scour the globe to find you if you commit any type of assault on one of our police officers.
Good. And for them to say, well, if we get a warrant or request directly based upon a warrant, we will work with them. They assaulted your police officers in New York City. You don't need a damn warrant from the federal government. And here's the other part. The Manhattan District Attorney still will not comment on the immigration status of these folks, and yet at least two or more were staying in some of the, quote, migrant quarters they have set up. And a couple of them were released, and they got immediately on planes and went to hell to California to get away from New York, where they don't want to face any more trials. And they were all but one released without bail, one of them walking out in front of the cameras, double barrel in your face fingers, because look at me, I hit a police officer, assaulted, and I'm walking free. Oh, they love the justice in this country. And Governor Hochul saying, get them all and send them back. You don't touch our police officers. You don't touch anybody. Does she really mean it? Or is she just trying to preserve her own political career? Then we have the situation similar in Chicago, like we do in other cities, where things just continue to escalate.
Set the scene for us with what's happening in Chicago with this migrant crisis.
Wow. Well, you know, this migrant apocalypse is really what I'm hearing now. Every Chicagoan that I talk to say that they've survived the lockdown, the looting, you know, the violent crime, and now they've got to deal with this migrant crisis that they believe there will be the death knell of Chicago, that Chicago is doomed. This is what I'm hearing from Chicagoans everywhere I go. The only industry that's really thriving in Chicago is the migrant industry.
The migrant industry. We're making good money there. We're buying all the hotel space and paying out all this money. Your money, I should add, to house and protect and prepare for them. And they want to say they're all migrants and they're not doing anything wrong. When they came into our country across the border illegally, they broke a federal law. Of course, we're not enforcing it. Oh, and then you look at Kansas. In the middle of Kansas, someone decided, you know what, maybe we can get some of the, they really want migrants, quote, illegals, to come there. Listen to this.
Topeka, Kansas, inviting migrants to come to its city. Apparently, there's too many open jobs that are not being filled. So leaders there are offering $15,000 checks to anyone who wants to move. The city's Democrat mayor saying, quote, we have to have people here who are willing to work and make this the city they want to raise a family in, get a career in.
Now, they may end up regretting that. And the other question I have is it open to every American if they want a job? Can they get $15,000 and come there? And what parameters do you have to say? Or do you have to be an illegal to get this offer? The latest federal jobs numbers, quote, look good, but are they? The government jobs or related government jobs are mainly up. That's why it looks so good. The exact number on unemployment rate holding steady, and the employers in the U.S., according to the Department of Labor, added 353,000 workers to their payrolls. But most of those were either government jobs and are government-related, health services and so forth. We're going to break that down in more detail coming up and also reference anything that's going to happen with our prices and interest rates. And then the other issue, before we're done in the next hour, Taylor Swift and KC Chief player, they're part of some kind of weird security, national security issue? Really? We'll get into that for you. But also coming up, illegals. We know they're all over our country. And yet, this government continues to try to hide them. They obviously can't hide them, but they're trying. We're going to give you a perfect example where they were trying to hide them basically in plain sight, but you're not allowed to know it. Why? Because they're inside a secure area at an airport. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Pigeons, they are everywhere, and they're very good at dive bombing freshly washed cars. Wellington Environmental reminds you, those droppings are more than a nuisance. They can be a major health issue, especially massive droppings on buildings or in parking garages. So who do you call to safely clean it up? You do what many hospitals, universities, public buildings already do. You call Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental has been dealing with all kinds of hazards for 35 years. Special people, special skills, special equipment. Wellington gets it done. So to avoid health issues ranging from pigeon droppings to mold to chemical leaks, contact Wellington. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30 on News Talk STL.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Great news for my sponsor, Napoli C. And it's no surprise to me nor hundreds who have dined there. The first time I entered, it was clear Napoli C is unique. The decor, the fish, imaginative cocktails. And, of course, Napoli C is right next door to Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Napoli 2 is in Town and Country. The original Cafe Napoli is in Clayton. And I'm honored to endorse each of them. Visit any of the Cafe Napolis.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So after the video this week showing migrants sleeping in the Boston's Logan Airport, one Georgia state senator captures new video showing migrants inside a hidden room at the Atlanta airport. Watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Transporting anybody anywhere?
Yeah, we're all getting them placed to where they need to be.
Yeah, so these are just recently documented travelers getting released from ICE, getting to where they need to be.
Well, just let me get a video if you don't mind.
Actually, you cannot get a video.
No.
You cannot get a video.
No, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
No. You're done.
You're done. You can't get a picture. That's a state representative of Georgia found that in one part of the Atlanta airport, on the second level, there was an area that various construction cones and things had been put up. Like, well, maybe you don't want to go in there because you're working and you might get hurt. No, they were back there hiding illegals, migrants. And you heard the one person say, well, these are documented travelers. No, they're not. He said, well, then let me get a picture of them then. No, you can't. Well, why not? They're documented travelers. Why can't I? You know why. I know why. And they know why. And that is Georgia. Similar thing where that was Chicago, I think. Now I'm trying to recall. No, bottom line is it's happening in both. But I'm also looking at a piece that I want to go take you back to 2017, when Trump was in office. And the Trump administration was cracking down on illegals, undocumented migrants, immigrants, illegals arriving at our airports. So the American Immigration Lawyers Association, again in 2017, said those practices are getting more attention, so it's not new, so we're advising them, illegals, do not go to the airport. You might be spotted and picked up. Stay away from the airport. Now the airports are open for them. Which then brings you the question that, well, can they actually get on a plane and fly? I'm glad you asked that, Larry, because I happen to have that answer for you as well. They basically are told, let me get exactly, I don't want to do. They're saying that for domestic flights, here's a guide from immigrationsrising.org, guide for undocumented individuals. domestic flights, all travelers flying on a domestic flight must present a valid, unexpired photo ID issued by the state or federal government. Well, if you don't have that, guess what? The government will give you one on the spot. Whatever your name is, whatever you want to say it is, your age, that's fine. They'll put it down for you. So then you've got your documentation. So then the question is, well, can undocumented immigrants, of course, now you are documented, fly domestically? Yes, many can. Because now they are no longer, quote, undocumented. They have been documented. That means they gave them an ID. Wonder if they're also handing out voter IDs to them. I want to read to you from the White House official statement. This was a year ago tomorrow, two years ago, stating, last week, the Transportation Security Administration confirmed they've allowed illegal immigrants to use their arrest warrants as valid proof of ID so they can board a flight. Do you have anything to prove? You know, I have a ticket that was given out to be arrested. Okay, we'll let you on. What? They're using it as a valid proof of ID. And the Biden administration and their decision was, well, we're just trying to help them out. Well, of course you are. Have you thought about that? That maybe you're boarding a plane, that there are illegals on board, and the only thing they had to show was an ID produced on the spot by our government so they could get on board, or they produced a warrant for their arrest, and that got them on board. Well, look at another story. This one is November of last year. This involves Transportation Infrastructure Committee Chairman Sam Graves, Republican of Missouri, along with House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, then Aviation Subcommittee Chair Garriott Graves, Republican of Louisiana, Congressman Anthony Esposito, Republican of New York. They led 66 House colleagues in a letter to our TSA Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, opposing the Biden administration's allowance and encouragement of the use of airports throughout the nation as temporary shelters for illegals. Members of Congress citing reports the Department of Homeland Security has proposed housing 60,000 illegals, they say migrants, but illegals, at four public airports and other facilities in New York and New Jersey, as they had been doing at Chicago. They pointed out these airports are generally required to present a request permission, I should say, from the FAA before they use aeronautical land and facilities for non-aeronautical purposes like housing illegals. They wanted an answer from Buttigieg no later than November 2023. I've looked and I haven't seen where he's answered at all. He probably got this letter put in my circular file, will you? What is going to happen? I pray it doesn't. But let's be realistic. What is going to happen when one of these gets on a plane? They've not been documented. They're not vetted. We don't really know who they are. They have an ID already maybe taken right while they were in the waiting center at the airport and with a name stuck on. Or they're just given a pass to get on board the plane wherever it's going. And whether or not they're fully and securely checked for any weapons, I don't know. If you're letting anyone that you cannot identify on board a plane, or you're just taking their word for it, I would suspect that they're not doing a good job in other areas of security. What is going to happen when someone like that gets on a plane and their whole intent is to be a terrorist? I'm not trying to frighten you out of flying, because I believe in flying and a safe way to travel, but at this rate, the danger and the risk increase. We do not have as many federal marshals, sky marshals, as we used to. A lot of them got pulled and sent to the border to help the Border Patrol agents. I know one of them. I don't know if he's still flying on the planes or if he's also at the border. I haven't talked to him for a while. You would never know that he's an agent carrying a gun on the plane if needed. And, of course, they're under strict restrictions on how and when to use it, certainly at pressurized levels and what kind of bullets and capacity they have. But we can't have someone take over the cockpit. You can say it's secure, but it does open from time to time, a pilot, co-pilot leaving, or someone taking something to them. It only takes that moment. We were talking about the job numbers earlier, and this is the kind of thing the Biden administration wants to tout and say, look what we're doing. We're doing so great. As I said, employers in the U.S. hired 353,000 workers to their payrolls, according to the Labor Department. Previous 2 months were revised upward. They were apparently underreported. Then they decided to move them up. These might be doing the same. And are they doing it to make things look just better and better under Bidenomics? Is not flying with the American people. Let me put it this way. An ABC News survey found 71% of those questioned, 71%, still think the economy is in bad shape. Why? Well, still the high prices and the interest rates. And the Fed is already indicating, you know, we're at a point now where we're not going to need to raise the rates anymore, and we can even begin to pull them back some. Look at the timing. We're in 2024, months from the election, and we're going to continue to try to show we are in such great, solid financial shape. So Bidenomics works. That's what they keep telling us. And now they can adjust some figures and time some others so they can make sure that it goes down as they say it will. The problem is average hourly earnings, they say, grew 0.6% in the month. Now, they say that's twice as fast as expected. So that's another reason the Federal Reserve still think we need to worry about inflation. And I don't want to bother you with a lot of numbers. They're hard to follow, especially for radio. But they're looking for opportunities to do anything. I bet to buy gas yesterday. I wasn't even bothering looking at the price until I got to the pump and opened it. And it was, I think it was less than 3.25 for mid-grade. Oh, wow. Great timing, huh? In the next hour, you're going to hear former President Trump as to why you do not want Biden back in. And why the UAW doesn't really want him, even though the leadership says they do. That'll be coming up in the next hour. But coming up, as I had stated earlier, there's a strange story going around about Taylor Swift and what?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I got an email which brought a smile. A woman named Mary wrote me, "We are purchasing a new roof from John Beale based on your recommendation." I thanked her then. I do it again now. Mary, I only endorse clients I believe in, and I've been a spokesman for John Beale for 10 years. It's all about trust. So if, like Mary, you need John Beale, trust me. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
I like supporting local companies that give back to the community. For more than 40 years, Vincent's Jewelers has helped raise more than $1.5 million for local charities. So I'm personally asking that when you're shopping for jewelry, give Vincent's a chance. And in turn, Vincent's will give even more to our community. On Olive, just east of 270. New specials every day on vincentsjewelers.com or Vincent's Facebook.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA! That's a big game, man!
She's really losing control.
Then China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Legal immigration is crazy right now.
The United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
Planning a move? I encourage you to call McGuire Moving. And they not only do moving, they can provide you portable storage. They'll bring a storage container to you. You fill it at your time and convenience. They'll pick it up, move it where you want it. Here's their phone number, 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Website, McGuireMoving.com. McGuireMoving.com. Locally owned.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, this is one of these stories that have been going around, and there are so many pieces written on it, and by serious publications, because, in fact, I'm even looking at a piece of The Federalist, and here's the title of it. I'll come back to it here in a moment. Will the Taylor Swift deepfake scandal force Congress to get serious about AI pornography, artificial intelligence pornography? There is a piece of video, or video and or still shot, supposedly Taylor Swift naked and engaged in or close to engaging in sex with members of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's all AI created. But when you look at it, you don't know that. There have also been repeated searches on various search engines for that, and apparently most have been blocked and shut down. That was the last word. Now, I want to share this piece from Politico. Now, Politico is left-leaning for the most part, but it does have some serious factual information from time to time, and they deal with it. Just like NPR. They are really leftist, but there are times they can actually do a good, solid job of reporting, not putting their inflection, their tone, their taint into it. But I want to read this as it's presented in Politico by Laura Seligman. National security officials are used to shaking off absurd conspiracy theories, but the latest rumor that's gripped MAGA world just hits different. Should that be hits differently? Huh. I'd like to go back to my grammar, rework that one. Continues, the claims by Fox News and far-right influencers that pop star Taylor Swift is part of a Pentagon psychological operation, PSYOPs, to get Joe Biden reelected and somehow rig the Super Bowl to benefit Kansas City Chiefs tight end, Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce. They have been met with forehead slaps in the national security world. What? That's what they're saying. Now, one senior administration official, not authorized comment publicly, so he had to be granted anonymity. He said the absurdity of all this boggles the mind. Well, it does, really. That now the AI deepfake scandal, porn stuff, that is real and that has been happening. But now to try to tie it into there's a psyops operation to get Joe Biden reelected involving her and also to make sure the Chiefs win. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, just think about this. If the Chiefs win Super Bowl, it's going to be automatic Joe Biden gets elected? Is that what they're suggesting? By the way, I don't know if you're a betting person. I dabble in some games from time to time. And the last I looked, the Chiefs were, it started out as a 1.5 down. I think now maybe 3.5. And I haven't looked again today. That's the odds out of Vegas that they're going to be beat, but not by more than 3.5. And the betting line was at last around 47, I think it was, as far as being over under the total. Is that right, Quentin? There's my man right on top of it. It is a betting line at over under is 47. Right there. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, it backed out of it again. Because you're in Missouri trying to look up betting numbers, they think you're trying to place a bet. That's why it is. Yeah, and again, the point difference is 2.5. So the Chiefs are going into the game as the underdog. If you're betting money, what it means is if San Fran wins, but they don't win by more than 2.5, you're thinking, how do you get 2.5? Well, it's all in part of the mix of how they split the money. I'm not going to get that technical. Let's just say 3 points. 3 points is basically a home field advantage for a team. Well, this is not a home field advantage. They're playing in Las Vegas, and it is a Super Bowl. And they've both been, in fact, obviously, KC has had great success in returning the Super Bowl as often. But now they're saying there might be a psyops plan underway. This one senior administration official who did not want to be identified because he's not allowed to comment publicly, and also probably because I'm going to sound stupid if I say this. He says, the absurdity boggles the mind. It feels like one of those, tell me you are a MAGA conspiracy theorist without telling me you're a MAGA conspiracy theorist. Said, let's go back to December. A wild theory gathering traction at that point, far right corners of social media, after Taylor Swift was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year on December 6th. And then last month, Fox News host Jesse Waters did a segment playing a clip from the NATO conference that he said backed up the theory that Swift was part of a Pentagon PSYOP, psychological operation, for combating online information. Waters is saying it's real. The Pentagon PSYOP unit pitched NATO on turning Taylor Swift into an asset for combating misinformation online. I didn't see the report that Waters said, but knowing him, that's a lot of tongue-in-cheek. And yet it may also be true that some of them want to use her as a way to combat misinformation because she is loved by young women and guys, you know, and whatever she says, they're going to take us the real world. The Pentagon did respond, but the rumors have continued to proliferate, as you would imagine. And now they're adding this to it. This is, again, from Politico, and here's where they begin to just try to muddy the waters even more. They say, influential MAGA types. Who would that be? Who's an influential MAGA type? John LeBoutier? The guy that hates Trump? No, never, never. Now, I need to start that as a rumor. That John LeBoutier really, really is a Trojan horse for the Trump team. Comes on and battles me about what Trump is guilty of or not guilty of. And he's really a Trump supporter. I'm going to bring that up next time I have him on the air. Woo, you better stand back. You don't know how big that one's going to get. So anyway, with all the onslaught of all this coming forward. Oh, and here's the other thing. Kelce has a relationship, a paid sponsorship with pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. And, of course, promoted the COVID and flu vaccines, showing that he's got the patch and gotten the shot. He's entitled to do that if he wants to. And I assume he actually got the shot and he doesn't have the bandage and is acting like it. But they say it's all part of the plot by the NFL and the Democrat Party for Swift to endorse Biden at the Super Bowl. And then faced with all these questions, a spokesperson for Pfizer said, we know all too well the dangers of conspiracy theories. Set the record straight. She is not part. Well, actually, he's with DOD, saying she's not part of a DOD PSYOP operation. Well, of course, then again, I mean, if she were, you think they're going to tell you? You see how this is a dog chasing its tail around and around. Never going to catch it. Another U.S. official said all this is laughable and couldn't even stop laughing through the conversation. And one official said, is this Trump team's new comet ping pong Pizzagate? And another senior DOD official said, I mean, I love Taylor Swift, of course, but I haven't spent more than 2 minutes thinking about this. Oh, you know, if you're in position and power DOD, what I would do is use my authority and power and say, I need to come in and answer some questions. Have her come in and sit in my office with me. That bright red lipstick on TV was probably going to be a lot more vivid in person. And we just sit and talk. How you doing, Taylor? What's going on? You know, if you're not really into Kelsey, I'm sitting right here, you know. Now, retired Navy Rear Admiral John Kirby, of course, who is the National Security Coordinator of Information for the White House, said, I know who Taylor Swift is. I think she's dating a football player. Then reporters were asking, does the president believe her relationship with Kelsey is real? Kirby said, in the vernacular of the National Security Council, I can neither confirm nor deny those reports. Well, there you have it, my friends. What it is, I have no idea. I mean, I'm not talking about do you believe in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or that Larry Connors is the greatest of ever, but where's that one going with you? All right, I want to turn my attention to another piece at Politico had. And again, this is a left-leaning publication, but it does have some factual reporting from time to time. And they did a piece recently about what Joe Biden is saying about Donald Trump behind closed doors. And then in a speech the other day, Joe Biden came close to saying the quiet part that he's been saying apparently behind doors, came close to saying it out loud.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone. Or your entire office, Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Trump and his MAGA supporters not only embrace political violence, but they laugh about it. At his rally, he jokes about an intruder whipped up by the big Trump lie, taking a hammer to Paul Pelosi's skull and echoing the very same words used on January 6th. Where's Nancy? And he thinks that's funny. He laughed about it. What a sick... My God. I think it's despicable, seriously.
He was right on the cusp, yeah. Right there. In private, Biden, according to John and his colleagues, doesn't stop himself there. The president has described Trump to longtime friends and close aides as a sick... insert expletive, who delights in others' misfortunes. That's according to three people who've heard the president use the profane description.
I'm glad they gave us the F there before all the asterisks. Yeah. I was thinking sick puppy.
Yeah.
That's Joe Scarborough commenting with one of his reporters about the Politico article. It wasn't a sick puppy. Now, I have no doubt Biden might be saying some of that about Trump, and it's just words to that extent. Trump has probably said as bad, if not worse. Shameful either way, but sometimes people get under your skin or in your head so much you're just going to go. But some of the stuff Biden was saying was really over the line, is about taking a hammer to Pelosi's husband's head and talking about the attack that took place, and he's trying to tie Trump into that. Come on. Let me point out something. It was a year ago tomorrow, that a Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. Joe Biden has never been there in that full year. But, we're told that later this month he will go and meet with residents impacted by that derailment a year plus later. And that came up at the press conference with KJP. And one question in particular, oh, this is hilarious.
The White House dodged a question about the possibility of President Biden drinking the water in East Palestine during his upcoming visit. Watch this.
When the president is in East Palestine, will he drink the water there?
I mean, look, what I can tell you is the president's focus has been to do everything that he can to support this community from day one. This is not about some sort of like political stunt here. This is not what this is about. This is about this president being a president for everyone and showing up for this community. That's what this is about. I'm not going to get into some sort of political stunts about drinking water.
All right, so you don't get into talking about a political stunt of drinking the water, but you want to tell me that him showing up is not a political stunt? Quentin, can we play that one more time? Because she repeats herself that this is not a political stunt. We're not about doing political stunt. And yet she then turns around and basically admits it is a political stunt. Because keep in mind when she said he's been concerned about them from the very beginning, and yet he never made time to get there until, looky, looky, we're into the election year.
I mean, look, what I can tell you is the president's focus has been to do everything that he can to support this community from day one. This is not about some sort of like political stunt here. This is not what this is about. This is about this president being a president for everyone and showing up for this community. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into some sort of political stunts about drinking.
Right. This is about what this is about. How that woman can run right over her own words repeatedly and not recognize it, it's pretty amazing. It is definitely a photo op for the president and during an election year. He's not likely to get a really warm reception. And there will be someone say, hey, will you take a drink of this water? Because the water was contaminated, creek filled with hazardous chemicals. Then after a while, they told everybody, okay, it's safe to drink. And it may be safe now, but some are saying, well, we don't know what long-term effects may still be coming. And the president, though, is really concerned because he's going to show up 1 year and one day later. Well, I've got a lot coming up at the second hour, including more details of these guys who beat up on New York police, but I might not be here for the second hour, I should tell you, because on my phone, I'm getting tweets right now from Taylor Swift, wants to meet with me. So, Quentin, you may need to fill in. I got to check this out during the break here. In the meantime, remember our pledge, one nation under God.